Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the Democrats, it's becoming apparent that this is really all one thing. They continue to buy into the Russia conspiracy theory that Russia rigged our last election somehow, that the last election was illegitimate, and that President Trump is somehow fixing to steal this next election.
That was our U.S. Senator for the great state of Missouri, Josh Hawley. He's been front and center throughout this fake impeachment farce throughout the entire week, and I'm very proud to see. Boy, what a difference a year makes. How blessed we are to not have Claire McCaskill anywhere near a microphone.
Yeah, we don't hear from her that much, even though she's, who's she working for?
She's a commentator on...
For who? Is it MSNBC?
MSNBC? We call it MSDNC. Because that's pretty much what they are. So, there's Josh Hawley there. And he has been front and center talking about... You know, it is true. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, they just can't get off of it. I mean, it's they're replaying the same old tired reruns. And that's why people have largely... That's the big news of the week, is people are not watching. This should be everyone... If this was serious, if the president was truly in danger of being removed from office, if there was any meat on this little old chicken bone, people would be glued to their televisions and the networks would be carrying it. The networks are starting to like shadow box this thing into a corner, or even more so, some of the major networks, the free networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're not carrying this anymore. I guess they'll break in if somebody says something interesting, right. But it's just a rerun at this point. It's a rerun nobody wants to watch.
If you need help falling asleep.
White noise. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Let's get to our next guest. He'll have some opinions on this, and I bet so much more. Bill Pasco joins us now. He is the policy director for the Tea Party Patriots. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Tim Jones, filling in for Mark today. Thanks for joining us on the big show.
Good morning, Tim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so Bill, I want to make sure I'm providing. Is the Tea Party Patriots, is your Twitter handle at TP Patriots? Is that the right one? Do I have the right one
that
I'm
is,
looking at?
That is correct.
Oh, great.
That is
okay.
Correct. Tea Party Patriots.
I want to direct people to that Twitter feed because there's a lot of great stuff on here. They are the official grassroots American movement, the Tea Party Patriots. They stand for personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. Who wouldn't want that? Well, I guess pretty much anybody up in Congress, because none of them are working on serious issues, right, Bill? And Bill, first thing I want to ask you is, the Democrats promised all these things to the American people going into election 2018, didn't they? And they have done everything but any of those issues. I hope that the American people reward them justly this year at the ballot box.
Well, first I got to comment. You're absolutely right. What a difference a year makes. Claire McCaskill on MSNBC instead of the floor of the Senate is a tremendous improvement, not just for the people of Missouri, but for the people of the United States.
Yeah, Bill, you're right, because she considered herself a national figure, didn't she? And could you imagine, Bill, if Josh Hawley was not there and Claire McCaskill would be in front of a TV camera every single day, the media would be fawning all over her, and we'd have one less vote in the Senate, and Mitch McConnell needs every single one of his senators these days.
That's right. We're going to have a crucial vote next week. So we're going to have another day of testimony or presenting the case by the House managers, the Democrats. Then we're going to get 3 days plus Sunday for the president's defense team to offer his defense. So we're looking maybe Tuesday, maybe Monday, probably Tuesday. We're looking at a vote on whether or not we should have witnesses, and that's coming down to it may be decided by one vote. Right now, it looks like there are three Republican senators who may be open to the possibility of calling additional witnesses, and that's where Claire McCaskill's vote would have made a huge difference. I'm fairly confident that Josh Hawley is not going to vote to extend this thing further, because remember, what they're figuring out now is if they want to have these four witnesses that the Democrats are demanding. Witnesses, by the way, that the Democrats in the House didn't think to call during their procedure in the House. No, they didn't do it in the House, but they expect the Senate to do it. if they try to call these people, you better believe the president is going to assert executive privilege. They're talking about calling the acting White House chief of staff and the former national security advisor. Now, let me tell you, if ever there was a conversation between a president and one of his senior advisors that needed to be protected, that needed to be confidential so that the president could benefit from fully candid advice without the advisor having to worry about the advice he gives showing up on the front page of the New York Times the next day, that's the conversation that the president has with his national security advisor, for goodness sake. So if they were to subpoena, even if you got 51 votes to say, okay, we want to hear from John Bolton. The Democrats are demanding John Bolton, the former national security advisor. We're going to subpoena John Bolton. The moment they do that, the president's lawyers are going to court to say, excuse us, Democrats, that's a confidential conversation. It's got to remain confidential, not just for President Trump, but for every president who will come in the future.
Yes.
The President Trump would have to go to court to try to block that, to protect the institution of the presidency itself. We're not just talking about President Trump trying to protect himself politically. We're talking about protecting the institution of the presidency to make sure that the president can continue to receive confidential advice.
And Bill, that's a key point. And the Democrats either do not understand or want to destroy the Constitution on that issue. I think it's probably more of the latter. Would you explain, Bill, to our audience why asserting executive privilege is not an obstruction of Congress?
Well, because the Supreme Court, going all the way back to our very first presidents, going back to George Washington, the president has had the power to assert executive privilege. And the privilege that we're talking about is the right to have a confidential conversation with advisors. We know that the moment the president's advice to the president shows up in public, the president has been weakened. Because what's going to happen the next time he calls on that advisor is going to say, well, you know, I could give you the full range of options, 3 or 4 or 5 options, Mr. President, but, you know, 2 of them are really tough, and one of them would be actually embarrassing if people found out that we even discussed it, but you need to be aware of it. But because my advice to you has previously been leaked to the public and everybody's found out about it, you know what? I'm going to save us both the trouble. I'm not even going to tell you about this other option. So all of a sudden, the president's advice starts being circumscribed. Mm-hmm. It starts being restricted. That's not a good thing for the presidency. The presidency itself as an institution is so important in our governing system that he needs to be able to count on his advisors to give him the full range of options in front of him without having to worry about it showing up in the newspaper. And that's why presidents of both parties for literally hundreds of years, going back to the founding of our republic, presidents of both parties have regularly asserted this particular privilege against the Congress. And, you know, whether you want to say, oh, it's an Article II power, it's not as important as an Article I power, you know what? Co-equal branches of government. The White House, the executive branch, is a co-equal branch of government with Congress. Congress can say, hey, Mr. President, we'd like you to give us the following documents. And the president can say, well, you can continue to want me to give you those documents, but I need to be able to keep those documents private so that my advisors can know that they can continue to give me advice free and unfettered, not having to worry about whether or not somebody else is going to see that advice.
Excellent.
And the courts have upheld that privilege for more than 100 years.
Excellent. Excellent constitutional and legal analysis. Bill, before I let you go, and folks, been talking to Bill Pascoe of the Tea Party Patriots this year. Bill, extremely critical election year. I mean, so much hangs in the balance. What would be your message to our audience or something the Tea Party Patriots are focused on this year? Once we get past this impeachment, the sham, once we get past that and start talking about the issues of 2020, what are the Tea Party Patriots going to focus on this year?
Well, we're going to be focusing on what we hope is a successful reelection campaign. Let's stop and think. For 3 years now, earlier this week, we got to January 20th. So we celebrated the 3-year anniversary of the Trump administration. And what we see after 3 years in a White House that has been besieged by its political opponents since the very beginning, where we put up for almost the first 2 years with this fake Russia collusion narrative. And then we heard about obstruction of justice. And now we hear about Ukraine quid pro quo. With with all that going on, nevertheless, the president has been able to give us a tremendously strong economy that continues to be the envy of the world. It's creating jobs left and right. We now have so many job openings in this country that we don't have enough people looking for work to fill all the job openings we have. That's the first time we've ever seen that. We've got record low, historic low unemployment for African Americans, record low unemployment for women, record low unemployment for Hispanic Americans. We've got real wage growth for the first time in 40 years, where wages are outstripping inflation. And we're not just this Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez critique of the economy that, oh, it's working very well for the people at the top, but not so much for the people in the middle or the people at the bottom. The facts say otherwise. So we're going to be working hard to spread that message.
Absolutely. They're
President
selling,
Trump get reelected.
Yep, they're selling snake oil. Bill, we're unfortunately out of time, but thanks for joining us. Great talking to you this morning. Hopefully we get to talk to you as we move through what's going to be a wild and woolly election 2020. Thanks so much, Bill, for all you and the Tea Party Patriots do for us here in America.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. This is Tim Jones in for Mark Cox. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's 97.1 FM Talk. Lots more straight ahead, including Rasa K, Your Money Now, and Senator Bob Onder at 710. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.